copy.
Same to you.
You too.
The next application is the application case number 11308, the application of Elizabeth Cherico, being north of Route 9, Lewis and Georgetown Highway, 0.8 mile east of Route 265, minus Conaway Road, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 5, parcel 152.08, requesting a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. On this application, we received no letters in support, no letters in opposition. There were also no mail returns.
All right. Thank you again, Mr. Lee. All right, ma'am.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Elizabeth Cherico, and it's 22 Kenmare Way, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. I'm Elizabeth Cherico, and I'm proposing to open a child care center right across from the, I guess, neighborhood that the gentlemen who first came up were talking about. So there's the two buildings there, the Vineyards in Nassau Valley, and there are two condo buildings. The first floor is designated for commercial space. So the one closer to Route 1 is where I'm looking to go. We're hoping to do ages 6 weeks to 5 years old, approximately, well, I would say a maximum of 59 kids. And just a little background, I've been with the school district for the past 10 years and started out as a teacher in the preschool setting in the Sussex Consortium, and now I'm a special ed coordinator. I have a bachelor's in primary education and a master's in special ed and an autism certification, and just have started a family, so I'm on my third child and have seen the need for quality daycare. I mean, the waiting lists are crazy, and just quality education with more research-based practices and things like that. So I'm hoping to kind of go in that direction and, like I said, gear it toward more of the Cape Henlopen School District staff and families. So
the three is not enough.
It's not. It's enough for my husband. I would keep going, but he's, I think he's had it, so. But yeah, this will satisfy my
whenever a daycare comes up, I am amazed that you people should get medals.
Thank you. It's a lot. I was shocked at the amount of work that goes into it before opening. So it's a lot. It's more intense than I ever imagined. So
yeah, I had high blood pressure when I was 22. I had four kids.
Oh wow.
So you know, it's been bad.
You did say 59, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not to exceed. Is that a magic number? Does 60 create some other problems?
No. Okay. It's just the way the numbers are, the ratios with staffing and everything that would allow for, I mean, I can tell you a breakdown of the numbers if you'd like, but it's, you know, for infants, birth to 12 months is staff 1 with the students 4. Mm-hmm. So with those numbers and having 1 to 2 classrooms from ages birth to, well, 6 weeks to 5 years, that would even out those numbers.
Okay. How many employees do we have?
I would say 13.
13?
Yeah.
Wow.
Minimum, so.
And this concludes you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What are your proposed hours of operation?
Seven. I'm thinking, well, hopefully 7 to 6, but I also, like I said, want to gear it towards the Cape Henlopen School District. A lot of times there's after-school in-services and things like that, so I'm going to request on those days to stay open till, you know, 7, which are the hours that the teachers would work. So
okay, you're better off to say 7 to 7.
Okay, 7 to 7.
Right now, that way you'll be
right, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll change that, 7 to 7.
Are you going to utilize that, the whole first floor?
No. Oh, no, it's huge. 3,500 square feet is what we have the lease set up to do. And then there's other, I know that two other businesses have signed leases, and there it's a huge, huge area. And then the other building as well.
And you have a play area for?
They're actually meeting with people Thursday to talk about building, and we'll either do it ourselves or they will build it and we'll pay over the years through our lease.
I believe the state requires that, doesn't it, that you have some kind of recreation area?
Well, yeah, you can either do, it's 75 square foot per, so you would take, let's say you have 60 kids, you would take a quarter of that, so, and do 75 square feet per a quarter of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would need approximately 1,000 feet, a little over 1,000, or you can have 700 square feet of indoor space that would act as a rec room, but we're going to do the outdoor as well, so.
Okay, they pretty much regulate that anyway.
Uh-huh, yeah.
With your numbers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have if you can't go outside, excuse me, you have to have a place inside? I mean, if you got a place outside and it rained.
Yes.
You have to have a place inside too?
No, you can do either or. You can either I don't know if you're familiar with Kids Cottage. They have the big, like indoor almost playground, which would act as an outdoor. You wouldn't have to have the outdoor. Okay. So you could do either or. I personally feel it's important to have the outdoor, so we're definitely doing the outdoor. If you can, for the inside, you just need, it's 35 square foot of play space per child. That wouldn't include bathrooms, hallways, offices, things like that. So movable space, I guess you'd call it. So that is what is needed inside. You don't have to have additional space for rainy days or anything.
Yeah, I live near Kids Cottage, and they do, like you say, I wasn't on the board then when they approved that, but they have it inside, is that correct?
Yeah, they also have an outdoor area as well. They have both, which isn't needed, but that's, I mean, a huge draw is that indoor area. It's, you know, it's amazing, their center, so.
Well, educated me in a lot of things tonight. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any further questions? Mr. Mills?
What effect will this have on neighboring and adjacent properties?
It shouldn't have any right now. It's just the two condos, and the above areas are all apartments, and they're filled with families or individuals, so that would be beneficial. And the surrounding area at this point is not developed except for, I think it's called Nassau Commons, which is farther over, and it wouldn't affect them. I think there's a property management there. I know Autism Delaware just signed a lease to have office space. I think there's a bridal shop, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Mr. Are you Lindsay? Having any, I'm sorry.
That's okay, any questions?
Just wanted to ask you about parking. You have plenty of parking and flow for parking?
Yes, there's ample parking space around both buildings.
Okay, now, Mr. Chubb.
That was one of my questions. But the other one was sound barriers. Are you putting any sound barriers because you have residential units above you?
They have, they're actually building out for us. So, and again, just like the playground, we're going to pay them the fee over the years. And they've told us that they're taking care of all of that. I'm actually meeting with them to set up, they have sort of a counselor who will set up, help me set up the way it should best be fitted and things like the sound barrier. So I can't answer that 100% one way or the other. I would hope that would be a given, but we'll find out.
Okay.
I have nothing further.
Okay, hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,308. The applicant has stated that all the requirements that are needed for special use for a daycare, and also the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, so stated by the applicant. With that, I'd like to make the motion we approve case number 11,308.
All right, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,308. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,308 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, now we go back under old business. We have one case, which is 11.